we're back. Orchestre du Baobab kicked us off, followed that up with Adolphe Yelwasi, a track called Wankpe Jenny. Track I dropped often in my sets. It's a nice warm-up, and it's got a really warm feeling. I love the way that track is mixed. He's hailing from Benin and singing in what I imagine is Fon. Next track was by Burkinabe artist Amadou Balaké called Sassilon. And that was from an album called Amadou Balaké at New York. It's got some skyscrapers on the cover, and it's produced by Abdoul Lassisi, who was instrumental in bringing many vocalists, including Laba Sosé and others, to come to New York and record with Latin musicians in New York. And we're going to hear a little bit more from him later on. But that album featured such New York session players as Chocolate on trumpet, Papayito on bongos, Alfredo Valdez on piano, Monguito El Unico, and Alberto Santiago on chorus. So very, very interesting album, and probably one of the most Afro-influenced albums of that series that Lassisi produced. Followed that up with Honoré Avolonto and L'Orchestre Black Santiago, Bonne Année, and you can really hear, first of all, the French language vocals and the interplay between those two harmonizing guitars that you hear in the left and the right sides, kind of replacing the piano ostinato figure that we hear. This was a group that was formed of some top flight gigging musicians, much like the TP Orchestra of Polyrhythmo, were instrumental in backing up many, many, many vocalists and recording literally thousands of sides, mostly 45 RPM singles, with such vocalists as Honoré Avolonto, Mélomé Clément, and so on. We followed that with Mamanou Doumbia, Ivorian artist who is not known for recording in the Latin genre, but that definitely had some Latin tinges in it. Sou E was the name of the track, released in 1975. Next we had Mamo Lagbema with the track Mariama. There's not a lot I know about this artist except that he's from Togo. The name of the album is called Les Secoulés. And the last track was by Francis Kofi Kingsley and his group Iwele Nobel with the track Kalen Feche, which means come and dance in Wolof. So as you can see, a really rich variety of salsa and Latin influenced tones on that last set that just shows how in the 1970s everything was really, really bubbling in the area. And I want to highlight specifically the contribution of one artist who was not as well known as he should be in outside of his native Benin. He's revered in Benin, a top flight musician, composer, singer, none other than the great Benonas Pedro, who did a lot to bring different musics and influences from across the Caribbean, from across the United States to Benin and interpret them in his own style. So he, for instance, would famously cover James Brown with the song I Got You. And he also was heavily influenced by Benny More and Cuban music and did a lot to evolve that style in Benin. And so right now we're going to hear probably one of the better known tracks of Benonas Pedro that really launched him. It was originally a Benny More number called Hiriribo. 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 Hiriribo.
Se come también, si no vacilo, se come también, que para gozar. Iriribom, 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 iriribom. Vacilón, se come también que para gozar. Iriribom, iriribom. Se come también que para gozar. Iriribom, iriribom.
Salsa said would be complete without mentioning one of the giants of the African scene, Manu Dibango, better known for his work perhaps in the Makossa genre from his native Cameroon, but also worked in a number of different groups as a session musician and a different context, including some lesser known ones. He was musical director for many years of the Orchestre de la RTI, so National Radio Television Station of the Ivory Coast, a stacked band including Yao Kouassi on guitar, Albert Siasia and Paul Nemlin on vocals, and himself in the musical director role. And he also arranged this track, which is a retake of one of the best-known Cuban melodies, El Manicero. So we're going to hear that first, and followed up with a track called Congo Soyo from another lesser-known album as well. Features Grand Cali, who we heard off the top with Indépendance Cha-Cha, and Don Gonzalo, a Cuban flute player, who they were all living in Paris at the time in the mid-70s, including Manu Dibango, collaborated on this album that featured a mix of Boogaloo with Charanga numbers, and this, the next cut is from that album. It's called Congo Soyo.
We'll be right back.
Transmission throughout the ages. What we're going to hear next is a track that you're not going to recognize just by the title, but you will recognize it when you listen to it. It's by lesser-known Beninese artist Joel Lawani, also known for his work in the Afro-Latin genre, The track is called L'amour est fini, but you're going to recognize maybe some of the words and the rhythms and the breaks. So let's hear it, and then after that, we'll come back, talk a little bit about it. Lawami with L'amour est fini. If you like Latin music, you've listened to a little bit of Latin music, you might recognize that song, better known under the title of El Ube Shango. And we're going to listen to a little excerpt of the Tito Puente, La Lupe version of that song, just to jog your memory a little bit. Chango, and you can clearly hear the incantations and the tributes to Orisha deities that were central to the Afro-Cuban religion of Santeria. These deities and this language came from actually the exact region that Joel Lawani is from, what is presently modern-day Nigeria and Benin. So these cultures, even today, are very, very steep in worshiping these deities. There's a great collective knowledge and respect for these deities and what they represent. So I found it interesting just to single out that track. First time I've heard anything like that in my multiple years of digging. So very, very interested by that one. We're going to close out with some stuff that's a little bit more traditional sounding because it was actually recorded, as I said, in New York. I mentioned a little bit earlier Abudu Lesisi, an Ivorian producer who brought many artists over to New York to record with session musicians. Some of them included, as I mentioned above, Amadou Balake. Others were like Laba Sose, an artist from the Gambia, Mwankana Mainga, who was heavily involved also in the formation of the African supergroup Africando. So we have coming up a few tracks from that series, a series actually called Salsa Africana, that were all released on Sacodis Records. And we're going to start with a cut from the album Salsa Africana, Volume 2, featuring Monguito El Unico and Laba Sose, multilingual singer hailing from the Gambia that sang with as much facility in Wolof as in Spanish, and he is featured on this track here called Boranito. We're then going to hear a cut from the fourth volume of Salsa Africana featuring Laba Sose again, who also plays Tama on some of these tracks, called Con el Masayo, that features notably Pupi Lagareta on violin, as well as the usual suspects, Bombarito Zarzuela on trumpet, and Alfredito Valdez on piano. And next we have, from the album Boncana, Salsa in New York, similarly themed, this time with the addition of Jose Silva, aka Chombo, on violin, a veteran of the Alegre All-Stars, Bombarito Zarzuela again on trumpet, Orestes Vilato on timbales, who notably played with Ray Barreto in that track Abidjan, I believe, as well. And Alfredo Valdez on piano, Felo Barrios, Ronaldo Baro on lead vocals with Boncana, Que Bola, Que Bolon. Stay tuned.
Quisiera empezarte, mira que yo monto un blanco y vente ganó mañana desde caminta. Yo quisiera empezarte, mira que yo monto un blanco y vente ganó mañana desde caminta. tus camarotes llorando. Y cuando baile en un bar que él te encaminta, yo mi tus camarotes llorando. Y cuando baile en un bar que él te encaminta, chucu panecito baila mi goza, mi nincompla, mi nincompla. A chucu chucu panecito baila mi nincompla, mi nincompla.
thank you. woman of Bulbaima. Madam said in Kenan Wai. Tamason Nati Wamti. Conductor Malbaima Wai. Someone of Bulbaima Wai. Madam said in Kenan Wai. Tamason Nati Wamti. Conductor Malbaima Wai. Someone of Bulbaima. He can ye bari nine feet. He can ye bari nine feet. Conductor Malbaima Wai.
Nala, Musumala Bay, Fatuja wanga hamne no nana, wanga hamne no nana. Musumala bayi fen, nanga nyongchi mabon.
Otra vez. Qué bola y qué otra vez. Ponme rima otra vez. Ponme rima otra vez. Ponme rima otra vez.
From Winona Spedro, the original, a track that was later popularized by a certain supergroup that I've been mentioning for the whole show, Africando. They covered this track with a new modern instrumentation and arrangement, but this, what you just heard, is the original. And we're going to end off with a track that's always a favorite, always gets the dance floor going, from this group, Africando, which was helmed by folks like Jonas Pedro, Mejun Giallo, Amadou Balake, vocal and arranging credit to Boko Namaiga. So all folks that we heard from in this hour. So here we go with the seminal track from Africano, Yai Boy. Hope you enjoyed the show. My name is Parker Ma, DJ Rhythm and Hughes. Find me on Mixcloud at mixcloud.com/rhythmandhughes, soundcloud.com/rhythmandhughes. I've got a Bandcamp as well, some original music. Check me out online. Hit me up on Instagram. And until next time, keep your ears open.